Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Reckless Daughter, A Portrait of Joni Mitchell, by David Yaffe. Read by Exy Sands. Preface. Nothing lasts for long. When I was 15, I had a high school girlfriend who was a couple of years older than me, dog years in those days. She had a piano and a stereo in her room and very tolerant parents. We were both music students at an arts high school in Dallas. She sang, and I played piano. We had a ritual of lying on her bed together in pitch darkness, taking in what we were hearing with everything we had, the Velvet Underground, Miles Davis. One day, she played me Joni Mitchell's Blue. Years later, Joni would tell me that when she made that album, she was totally without defenses, as vulnerable as a cellophane wrapper on a packet of cigarettes, as she once put it. When one is 15, everything is new and raw. I was falling in love with a girl and falling in love with this music. Neither came to you. You had to come to them. I held on tight in those tender cellophane years. In time, I would learn that while Joni was famous for being tender in public, she also had to be tough in private. By the time Blue was released in 1971, she had survived polio and a bad first marriage, and recently fended off a marriage proposal from Graham Nash, whom she had loved. I didn't know about these things yet. But my need to know about this woman I heard on the record eventually brought me closer and closer. Over the years, I would turn to Joni's music, sometimes when I needed to hear her tell me, as she does in Trouble Child, that I really am inconsolably on my own. So what are you going to do about it? You can't live life, and you can't leave it. Ouch. And yet, in that voice, in those chords, there was nevertheless an implicit...